This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh! Are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Whoa! Hi. Oh, that was too loud. Hi, hello. You're listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast in the whole world, Drag Her. I'm recording this in person live with my best friend
Whoa.
In the world, Betsy Sodaro.
Mano, I'm being the engineer, and I was like, okay, Mano, how loud are you going to go? And we figured out a spot, and then immediately
I went too big. Immediately
I
went huge.
I think it's going to sound great.
I think it's going to sound really good.
Mano, thanks for having me.
Betsy,
I'm so excited to talk about this.
Betsy, we're obsessed with drag.
Love it.
I'm trying to remember the last time we saw drag, but we see
live
so
drag.
Much. We see so much drag. I can't remember the last time we saw drag.
I can't either.
Fat slut.
Probably
was
fat
it?
What?
I
don't know. Because I feel it happens a lot where it's just like, I went in Montreal.
Of course.
I was
okay.
In Montreal. I went to a very fun place called Chez Mado.
Oh,
M-A-D-O.
Yes. Okay, yes. You sent me videos.
Apparently, I think, now I don't know. I could be making this all up, so don't listen to me. But it's the oldest drag
I love that.
Theater or like club
yeah.
In Montreal.
Fun.
And it was awesome.
Fucking cool.
It was so much fun.
I love that. Shout out to Shamado.
Shamado. You honestly sound just like the MC of the night.
Like Shamado.
She kept doing a bit where she was just like, hello. Like, and most of it was in French. And then she would make fun of anybody who only spoke English.
And then you were tipping people and they were blown away. Right?
This was at a strip club.
Oh, I mixed up the two. Betsy, I'm airing, I'm airing out your business. Betsy went to a male strip club.
I did. Called Campus. I hope my parents aren't listening to this.
Oh, no. Don't listen.
They won't.
Craig, don't listen.
Craig, please don't listen. I went right next door. Is a place called Campus.
Yeah. Okay.
This
fun.
Is in the village of Montreal, like, so the gay village
Montreal,
and it's called Campus, and it was fun, man.
That sounds so fun. I was jealous. I was jealous when you were tipping, and you also said, like, guys,
yeah,
they're
flopping. It wasn't
if they're flopping, you got to tip them.
You got to tip. If they're flopping, got to tip them.
Yeah. If they're slanging, I'm banging. What?
Dollar bills. Banging dollar bills onto a stage.
If they're boning, I'm coining.
Yes.
Okay. If they're flashing, I'm cashing. Okay. That one works.
That's the one.
That's the one. We found it. We fucking found
it. If they're flashing, I'm cashing, Mono.
We feel good
make
about
this. T-shirts immediately.
I will.
Make t-shirts, make license plates. All of it, dude.
License plates. Yeah.
The front license plate goes.
Flashing?
Flashing? Question mark?
Cashing. Period.
Everybody will get it. Everybody will get it.
Peggy. We have to plug this right now. If you like how silly we are, come listen to our podcast, We Love
That's
Trash,
right.
on Patreon.
We Love Trash.
It's the best.
It's the best. And we haven't even talked about Drag Race because we don't think it's trash.
It's not trash.
We'll talk about it, of course, just because we love it, but we'll be like, but this isn't trash, so we can't go full on into it.
We just did an episode about like TV shows and which ones were trash and which ones were not trash, and we were pretty sure Drag Race was not trash.
Not trash.
It's just good enough. There are moments where you're like, this is trashy, but it's so special, and it's telling such, we know this, it's telling such beautiful stories about queer experiences.
Oh,
it's hard
yes.
to make it trash.
It is.
But couple to thruple,
trash. Dude. I'm so behind on that.
I know. Oh, and you're behind on Traitors, too.
I'm behind on so many things, because Canada, you can't watch some of this stuff.
I will say this, our friend perfectly diagnosed Traitors, and they said, Steve Slaga
said,
Plain Jane is Trishel and Trishel is Plain Jane. They are the same. They serve the same function on both seasons.
God.
Right? Right?
My eyes are crossed.
I never came back.
Now you have to just feed me applesauce, Mono. Oh my God. You have to take me out for walks, but that means you push me in a little cart.
I'm going to put the biggest sunglasses on your head.
Huge. Huge. Those funny big like Pee Wee Herman. Like.
Yes. I'm going to put.
Whoa.
Right? Same thing.
Dude. Yes.
So let's talk about this season.
Okay.
What do you think about the season? Last week I rudely said I was done with this season.
Really, Mono?
Like, I'm being a little dramatic, but
I mean, it was Snatch Game.
It was a terrible Snatch Game.
And it was rough.
Which is always frustrating. It's always frustrating.
Bummer.
I'm going to say people like us who enjoy comedy a lot, someone like you who's fucking hilarious, it must be infuriating.
It's tough.
Like, were there any quick opinions you had, like how Safira could have, you also thought Safira should have won.
I did. I thought so.
Yeah, I did too.
I just thought she nailed it on every level.
I know.
But you know, and Plain Jane was fine.
Yeah.
Or was good.
Yeah, yeah,
especially compared, you know.
Compared.
But it was just like, I don't know. It also felt like Rue was laughing harder at James Brown.
I know. I just kind of felt fresher and more exciting. I definitely liked her runway more.
Yes.
I'm frustrated. Safira's, there's a lot of strange stories happening on this season. It is interesting that we just saw this episode, and it's interesting that they have decided these girls aren't funny.
Yes.
They're really leaning into the design challenge of it all.
Yes. And I was complaining.
Yeah.
Because I was like, why can't we cut to the runway quicker?
Yeah.
And then rather than have Untucked, listen to them complain about what the judges say, rather than just watch them slowly be like, are you really going to try to make that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. What do you think? good luck, sister.
Yeah,
like it
yeah.
was totally that the whole time where it's just like, you're, that's what you want to make.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck, yeah. sister.
Yeah, it was 100%. Here, we'll do it now.
Okay, yeah, we'll reenact entire episode.
We'll reenact
for you.
The hour long episode.
Oh, we can't even do, okay.
This happened, but no, but I'm saying like this conversation happened seven times this episode.
Seven times.
Do you like what I'm making?
Ooh.
Wait, what are you saying? I always do this silhouette.
That's exactly why I said, ooh.
Oh man, I'm scared. I want the judges to like what I'm doing. I guess I better make a risk.
You go, sister.
Okay, thank you, sister.
Thank you. And on to the and then 2 seconds later.
Do you like what I'm making?
Ooh.
It kept happening over,
over and over
and over.
Like, let's get to the fun, like them talking shit. But yes, whatever.
We've got the hour long episodes are back. Remember, everyone made a stink. We do like the hour long episodes. I guess, wait, we're saying coming into this, Nymphia has been saved from the bottom. Everyone said, oh my God, they're saving you from the bottom.
Yes.
I'm glad she didn't lip sync because I don't know if I don't think she would have been bad.
I was worried that she would destroy that outfit she
I
made.
I know.
When I was like, oh no, she's in the bottom. How is she going to lip sync in that tree costume? What if she started a fire? What if she started the biggest forest fire?
Rubbed her legs together.
Honestly, slay queen.
Slay. Work it, honey. No, that would have been fucking amazing, but I get it. I think her outfit was good enough to be saved from the bottom.
Yeah, I do too.
It was great. It was unbelievable.
Incredible. And I also feel she's the queen, and maybe, I apologize, I haven't watched Untucked or anything.
Same.
But where she would be like, yeah, I know my outfit saved. I know my runway saved me.
She is an interesting one this season because she is like a clown.
Yes.
But she's also unbelievable at making garments.
Yes.
Oh, excuse
you. Sorry, my butthole just choked on some water or something. Just kidding. That was a Wilma.
We got a dog here.
There's a dog.
Yeah, she is an interesting, weird contestant.
Like, she makes me laugh.
Yes.
But when it comes to being like, okay, make me laugh, nothing. Jane Goodall was such a fun choice.
They should do a comedy challenge that is like more tailored to like the comedy freaks of the series. Like,
yes,
I said in the past, you're Jada Sophia's, you're, dare I even say, Alexis Mateos.
Oh yeah, I could see that.
Who else is like a comedy weird? Tammy Brown.
Where it really is like, what would the challenge be like? Be weird. That would be so much
fun. That'd be so fun if it was almost like interactive theater. It was like, so you have 5 minutes on the stage.
They should have to put on a fucking interactive immersive play as one of their challenges.
Yes. That would be so fun for the weird
girls. No, that would be so much fun.
They need to do that. Well, for now, we're doing a mini challenge.
Yes.
We're getting weird.
We're getting a little weird with our spit take mini challenge, which is a funny mini challenge.
It was so funny that they were like, this man invented the spit take.
Give us our history. We need to learn from this show.
We do need to learn something. I forgot who they credited. What's his fucking name? Some old ass.
Did you say like Danny Thomas? Oh, Danny Thomas. Look at that headshot. He absolutely invented the spit take.
That is.
But you know, in real life, a caveman did or something.
Thank you.
You know, where like they were like slurping from a river and then another caveman like fucking shit his fucking loincloth and somebody went, oops. And they're like, that's funny, man.
Yeah, it is fucked up that like we're not giving the credit where it's due.
Yeah, to the caveman.
To the fucking caveman.
I apologize. I watched Encino Man multiple times when I was in Montreal. I'm doing fine. I love it.
Watch Ghosts on CBS.
I think you'll enjoy it. Thursday nights, 8:30.
Ooh, interesting. But hey, what's wild about this is spit takes. I laughed that they put them on a wall that says, tee-hee, tee-hee, tee-hee. Someone spent 3 hours pasting teehees
so
on a brick
long
wall.
Pasting teehees.
Why?
Because also it's like use it for a stand-up challenge.
Also, comedian. I don't think stand-up comedians do spit takes in their act.
No, I'm sure some do.
Okay, maybe some do, but it's something about it made me like feel like this is so weird that like, okay, we have to have a stand-up mic and a stand-up stool so that you can do your spit take.
Very strange.
Very strange. How do we judge this? This isn't to be judged.
I don't know.
There's nothing to judge, but any impressions on this?
I think it's, you know, because I miss the mini challenges where it's just like, okay, you guys have to tell the news and we're giving you the prompt where it's a lot of big words.
Perfect.
And like countries and cities you've never like had to
right.
read out loud.
Yeah, where they're like Yemeni Prime Minister yes. Abu Sayyaf Fasad.
It's so funny. And I think it's kind of maybe in that vibe of like, let's just make them look silly.
Yeah.
Right?
That's it. But I was like, okay, I can't help but think, why this with the goth challenge?
I have no idea.
No clue.
I have no clue.
No clue. Because, okay, I would also pitch a mini challenge where they're like playing little Wednesday goth girls. And it's
yes.
like, say something funny a goth girl would say, like, hey, do you love your family?
Yes.
Yeah. They're all dead. Love the, I love them
funny.
Now.
Yeah.
They're all dead.
They're all dead. In there. I love my family. I love to grave about them. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? That's good.
Thank
Wait, that's
you.
Good. Wait, that's so good.
Yeah, it feels like they were like, okay, we have a plan for a comedy challenge. Uh-oh, Snatch Game didn't go so hot.
Yeah.
We'll still do spit take. But I don't know.
You're
Let's do a
right.
designing.
Maybe that's it.
Right?
Maybe that was the thinking. Well, Nymphia wins just because she's delightful and they told her, you have to do a second Snatch Game.
Hers was a real
Hers
spit
did
take.
Feel fun and real.
It was very, and she was shattered. She was just like, please no. Please,
please
no.
For the love of God.
She like has a great sense of humor. It was just Jane Goodall. I think she just got in her head with Jane Goodall.
I get it. There's a way to make her comedy shine.
Yes. Yes.
There really is.
Yes.
But
she was pretty funny and rusical.
Yes, she
down
was.
To rusic.
She wanted to fuck pine cones.
Funny.
Funny.
And, you know, I think Jane Goodall, come on.
She should have.
You're marrying a gorilla.
She should have been married
you're
to a
gorilla. You're having a domestic dispute with your husband who's
That's
a
funny.
Gorilla.
That's funny.
You
why,
know?
Why didn't we go there?
You're trying to divorce your gorilla husband or
yes.
something like that.
Or yeah, all of it, right? Even your mechanic is a gorilla. And you're like,
yes.
I think my mechanic wasn't very good. Really?
If you love bananas, you can be like, yeah, he changed my tires into bananas. Rue would have loved it. And you get to play your banana bit.
Come on,
Come
man.
Come on now.
So we're designing.
Oh, yes.
We're designing. Okay, on the one hand, I love workroom episodes.
I do too.
Where we just get to see a lot of their dynamics.
Yes.
But and this isn't a bad thing, but like it's exciting, but there was a lot of conversations.
And I think we could have gotten to the runway quicker and then hear
yes.
them be upset about the judging.
Because there was some suspicious judging.
Yes,
so,
there was some very suspicious.
So Plasma, okay, let's talk about Plasma's thing first. Plasma is the first one in this snafu
yes.
where she's trying to create something familiar. And Dawn has a very interesting edit this whole season.
Yes.
I can't figure out what they want to do with Dawn. Are
I
they
going
to kill her tomorrow or is she our secret fourth
right.
place? I don't know.
Because in my mind, I'm getting secret fourth place.
I the more and more.
It's like kind of like cruising safe, but top. Tier safe.
Yes, 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 yes.
You know
yes.
where it's like, God, you were right there for so many things.
Yes, you're right. I think you're right because like the editors are geniuses and sometimes they continue to confuse us. Sometimes
yes.
they show her being harsh, but they also show her being great.
And her harshness is always very pleasant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because she'll fucking throw some shade, but then like giggle and be like, I didn't really,
yeah.
I didn't really mean to say that. It's like, we, it's okay, man.
We get it.
You
we get
said it.
It.
You said it. You said it. You said it. You stole my mama's credit.
Ooh.
You're cool. Yes. Suck me in the stomach three more times. Something like that.
I don't know that one.
It's from Big, Mono. Remember that movie?
Oh, Mama, Boochie, Baba.
Nope. Boochie.
No, that was that. I just
What's
did the Spartans. One? Roll call. My name is Mono. I like to pod. I have curly hair. So check me out.
So check them out. So check us out. I'm trying to remember what was Will Ferrell's, my name is? Shit. This is going to drive me nuts.
He basically is like, I'm gay.
Remember right? when he's like, I get called Flag a lot, minus the L. Yes. From Spartans. Sorry, yes. Everybody.
Sorry, everyone. We love SNL. Okay, morphine. Morphine's going to impress the judges. She has to impress the judges.
She must.
She must do it.
She must do it. She must do it.
She's going to do it. She's very excited.
Yeah.
And we'll talk
about
that.
She's here for it. She's here for a design challenge.
Because we both felt she could have won or been in the top.
I'm confused.
The judging was very confusing.
Very confused with a lot of this stuff.
Okay, here's the problem. Are we great at fashion? No.
Yeah. Are we wearing... You wish you knew what we were wearing right now.
Do we wear t-shirts we purchased in 2004?
Yes. Maybe.
Do we think of clothes as a prison designed by evil overlords that confuse us?
Of course.
Are we going to judge these looks?
Yes.
Woo.
And we're going to judge them with fucking confidence.
Yeah, we're going to judge them like we're geniuses.
We're geniuses. I will say my socks have a bunch of French fries on them. And Mono's has old school Mario on
him.
Just so y'all know our fashion.
Fashion.
Sense.
Fucking eat it.
Fucking Let's eat see. This Q, fashion.
Q, we know Q's going to do good on this. Don,
we know Don's going to do good on it.
Don
I
is
feel.
Good. Don is very good. This is a design season. I can't remember the last time we had a season minus season 7 of just like, we are this clothes is, people.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe 13 was also a clothes people.
Who is it 13? I get them all so mixed
Gottmik,
up.
Simone.
Oh, holy shit, yeah.
You know, like we're clothes. Yeah. This is a clothes
Doesn't
people season.
Don's like confessional look, can't you just, doesn't it just smell like an antique store? Like, doesn't that look just 100%. Give you like, I know the smell of that look. It's not bad. It's just
it's
like
not a bad.
I've walked into that store and been like, "Uh-oh, if I buy anything from here, it's haunted."
This or the scent's following me home.
Or the scent's following me.
And
home.
I just need to know that and like the scent.
Yes.
Or let go.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to talk about the rest of this design nonsense, but first,
oh.
Silence, Betsy. I feel like taking a break.
I like that. I like that, Mono.
Thank you.
Yuriki.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. My break. We're back. We're talking this design challenge. Everyone is sick of Nymphia feeling like, I don't know, like, am I gonna do good? They're like, you're gonna do good.
We know you're gonna do incredible.
You're gonna do absolutely incredible.
You're an artist, dude.
You are an absolute artist. Safira is helping. Now, this is interesting. Safira decides she's doing so well. She's going to help Maya make a look.
Yeah,
and
wild,
didn't it feel like,
dude,
they were going slow? It was like they were taking their time.
This whole thing felt like they were taking their time.
Yeah.
This felt very, like, especially because Safira was like, I can make this dress for her in 2 hours.
And yeah.
Isn't that what this whole challenge is?
Yeah.
It's 2 hours? Like, come on.
I feel like they really gave them time.
How long do you think they gave them?
I think they gave them a long time. I think.
I do too. I mean, what they made.
They had one whole.
Was incredible.
I think they had, sorry, I was drinking beer. I think they had one whole long day to do it and maybe part of the next day because my gut says even as a producer, they were like, okay, these girls are amazing, like, designers.
Yeah.
Let's give them time.
Let's let them have time, which, great.
Yeah, it makes the show look better.
Yeah.
They work their little asses off.
Yeah.
So, and Safira's being really cute. I love watching Safira trying to support an egg on Plasma. Oh, we'll get to that later. That was goddamn adorable. Isn't Maya a mystery in this season? What are we going to do with her?
No clue.
Like, what?
I'm so just like,
huh? What?
I don't know.
Because it's like, am I rooting for her? Kind of.
Yeah, I'm like, what I'm rooting for her to, what is
care?
It?
Care? Do you want her to care about the show she's on?
I guess so.
I don't think she
like,
cares.
Yeah, like break, like have more fun. Yes. But it's like, you are having fun when you're dancing.
Yeah.
But it feels like you're just being like, are you timid? No. We can't do that, man. And just constantly being like, I'm really outgoing. What?
Yeah. One time I was with my friends.
Uh-huh.
And I was being really crazy.
What'd you do? Did you like jump off a roof into a pool or something?
No, crazier.
Whoa. Okay. Did you like, I guess, rob a bank with like crazy. A mask of a president?
Crazier.
Crazier than that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I lost my mind. I put gummy bears between bread and then I ate it.
Did you do it like as a dare or in front of anybody?
No, no one saw. No one saw.
Oh, that's nuts. That's nuts.
That's nuts. She's so strange. There's like I've never seen an edit like hers in the show's history.
Right.
It's almost Trinity K. Bonet, almost in terms of like,
oh,
maybe that's it. But I'm like, when is the wake up moment? When is the
that's what I'm waiting
I
for
care moment?
Because we thought a little bit of at Snatch,
right? Game.
There was a little bit of a wake up moment, right?
Something's weird.
Where it was like, yes, be this fun thing.
I've definitely stopped rooting for her. Like, and not like I, you know, again, if she's in the top four, funny. That will be really funny.
I'll be blown away.
I will be blown away because the tea is her drag is the least good in this competition of these girls.
And don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong.
I love watching her dance.
Love it.
Flip.
We love it. But
it's incredible.
But
it is like, and she keeps being like, I'm the lip sync assassin. It's like, yeah, you've been in the bottom
a bunch.
Almost every single
you've
episode.
Been in the bottom every episode.
That's wild, dude.
And she doesn't like feel like affected by
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's the thing where she's like, bring it on. And it's like, do the challenges better.
I also, is there footage you think of RuPaul? Here, you be Maya. So is there anything like, I noticed that you had a breakthrough last week.
What?
I just feel like you're probably, are you hiding anything? Anything in your history or backstory that you could talk about that would be a great reason for us to keep you here?
No, everything's totally fine.
Okay.
Everything's like, my life is so cool. But I'm not going to tell you about it. Well, I have
so
to
that.
Share this.
What?
A dear friend of ours.
Okay.
Kind of put it perfectly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like, she feels like she's like a 14-year-old.
I've already told them. I've already told the listeners
okay,
this.
Okay, great.
I already told the listeners
like,
this. She's 14.
She is.
She's 14.
Everything she does, it's like, that's what a 14-year-old would do.
Yes. It's like
shy. Do you
shy.
Think she's maybe 14?
I think she's 14.
I think she's 14.
She's pulling the greatest con. And then if they reveal, oh my God, what if that's her breakthrough? Rue, I've been lying.
I'm 14 years old.
And I've never been kissed.
Whoa! Oh my God, and I'm writing an article for my middle school paper.
And I'm switching bodies with a 30-year-old.
Oh my God! Freaky never been kissed.
Going
American
on 40.
Pie. Going on 40. Not another teen movie. Oh, that's in. I mean, it's spot on.
It's spot on.
A 14-year-old doing it.
Well, the time has come for us to chirp and burp these looks.
Oh, yes. And chirp is good.
Chirp is good. Burp is bad.
Oh.
We were saying, look, Kaia Gerber, gorgeous. Wow, it turns out being Cindy Crawford's daughter is good.
Gerber?
Yes.
Gerber baby?
Is she part of the Gerber dynasty or something? I don't know who her dad is. Her dad
Must
is some
then,
other
right?
hot, rich person who's probably part of the Gerber dynasty.
Gerber.
We were saying we would have loved if Rue came out gothier.
Like
come
I
on.
Think, wouldn't it,
come
it
on.
Would be so much? It would be so fun if Rue had to do the runway challenges also.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be so?
She used to kind of do
yes.
it.
Like it used
Early
to be
seasons.
A little bit like on the same length. Like, come on. I was saying, I want to see Rue as I feel a lot of the listeners have seen that video where it's Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, but with those like funny.
Yes. Like the goth steampunk kids.
Yeah, who are like
steampunk?
Underneath
what is it?
The bridge.
They're
just
disturbed.
Dancing.
What is disturbed? They're disturbed kids.
I don't know what disturbed.
They're corn kids.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, they're like corn kids. So I don't know if that's goth, but how funny would it be?
Now, for the listener's sake, did you ever have a goth phase?
Let us know.
Anyone?
Anyone here?
Anyone? Goth? Are you goth?
Goth?
Are you goth right now listening to this?
Yeah, because that's awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Tell us what they got right and wrong.
Yes.
I'm guessing a lot.
I've never gone through a goth phase.
Me neither. I was like definitely depressed. Like I was definitely like.
I never was, Mono. Eighth grade was the greatest time of my life.
I was popular. I was beautiful. Everyone bowed down before me.
I was very secure with myself, so I said nothing but kind things about other people.
Yeah, I think we're both people who are like, our sadness came out through comedy.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I certainly get it. I certainly understand. Okay, these goth kids. Plain Jane comes out first. Okay.
Yeah,
she's wearing
kind of scissory.
Kind of scissory. Look, she always looks good. Tattered.
Yes.
Chains. Bathing suit-ish. What do you think?
Yeah, pretty good, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, pretty good. Like,
you were saying she's doing a rock and roll thing, which isn't goth.
Well, she gives, I think at first she gives the I love you symbol.
I love you.
Which, great, but that's not goth.
No.
And then the other is like rock and roll. I don't know. It's just a little mix up of
genre.
But that's fair enough. I don't know.
Dude, I think you're making a fine and fair point. Again, she's completely safe.
Yes.
She looks good.
Yes.
Again, I love her attitude.
A lot. Yeah, the attitude's tough.
The attitude's tough. Do you have fun watching her be mean? This is a genuine question.
I will say, and I'm sure other people have said, a great villain for this season. And I like how every single person on the show calls her out for it.
Yes.
That's very fun. But
yes.
I personally am like, ugh, that's such a bummer way to live life, you know?
You're a bummer, dude.
Like anybody who's like, I'm a bitch. It's like, that's so weird to me. To be stoked to be mean is so strange to me.
It's definitely, dare I say, it's the generation below us is like so burnt out on the world. Like they're okay with just being shitty.
Which like, I guess game on, you know, like, yeah. I don't know what that's like, but like game on, but it blows my mind. It blows my mind.
It does.
I don't like it.
She's the, oh God.
But it's great television.
Yeah. She's the Dakota Johnson of drag. Just not happy to be here.
Not happy to be here, but getting great offers.
Getting like, great work somehow.
Doing stuff.
Go watch Madame Web. It's a perfect disaster.
I have yet to see it. I can't wait.
Oh, it's a perfect disaster.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Okay. My name on LePage, giving...
we got some birds. I will say Carson Kressley said something very funny that really got me laughing.
Yeah, it was so funny.
If you like it, then you should have put a
bedazzled
evil skull on it.
He's
gonna, we're coming up.
He's going to say it.
It made me laugh so hard. Carson Kressley.
Very funny.
Kills me all the time. Oh, if you like it, then you should have put a bedazzled baby skull on it.
Funny. Funny. So
that got me good. That got me good.
This look is pretty good, and I've never seen a girl grilled for a look like this. Usually when someone else like makes your look, they kind of like, you never get called out like this.
No.
In fact, it's just the opposite. Like usually it's like, they're like, you did great. Good job. And then you just watch the other
person's
girl go,
like, well, it's because I did that.
But I did it.
Yeah.
This was the opposite. This was, you're a liar. You didn't make this. Like,
and
she's like,
what did you put together? What did you put together? You said you don't know how to sew and you made this.
Yeah. I'm going to burp it because...
Oh, I forgot to chirp or burp.
I'm going to burp it. It's really not that bad. I like the back part.
Are you burping because of the history of it?
I'm kind of burping because of the history. I'm kind of burping because of the makeup. I'm just kind of burping because I think putting fake birds on yourself...
What, Mono? What's wrong with that? Just so all the listeners know, I'm covered in fake birds.
I think you should... I don't think it's a great look, Betsy.
Weird.
Betsy, I think you should take some off.
Nope. I'm trying to go for that Lady in Home Alone 2 look.
I'm going to burp it.
Oh.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think I'll burp it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's pretty good, though, but yeah, I think I'll burp. Don, I'll chirp.
Okay, Don. Chirpin. Don chirping. Don,
I'm blown away that, like, it got praise and the praise it deserves, but it's excellent.
It is excellent. Again, on almost any other season, she would get more flowers. And,
yes.
But not this one, because there's a couple of absolutely insane design talents,
yes,
on this season. And she's
really
just one
wild.
Of them. It's nuts. Okay, these plumes in her hair, her makeup feels different. She brought back the elf ears. She has this chandelier type suspension bridge.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's awesome. It's really, 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 really good.
Like,
it's awesome. She's just kind of like getting less attention because of the ones they really like. Your Saphira, your Q, your Plain Jane,
yeah,
your Nymphia. They just like them more.
It's so wild.
Yeah.
Because Dawn, yeah, like we were saying, has been crude. Like, but also like I'd kind of like that if I was in the competition, being like, I guess I would get upset.
Yeah.
I'm like, I should have fucking won, but like, yeah, just keep cruising, dude.
She's cruising. I'm curious to see what happens of her, if she's a sneaky top four or not. Chirp.
Okay.
Morphine Love Dion. We loved
Chirping. It. Chirping. I thought it was so cool.
I was like, oh, she just won this week.
Yes.
I really did. I was like, she's doing something so different. The makeup is so grayscale.
Yes.
I thought it was really impressive.
The dress is awesome.
Yes.
Like, yeah, Morticia meets the mom from Beetlejuice.
Yes, Catherine O'Hara's mom.
Catherine O'Hara's mom.
Does her name
played
start with,
the mom?
Does start with Lydia? The D? Lydia.
No. Lydia's the kid. D.
Deirdre? Dear, no. Dar.
Deirdre.
Darjar.
Dar. It's Darjar.
Darjar.
Darjar Binks. It's Darjar Binks.
Misa House gonna get haunted? This was absolutely beautiful, and the fact that they had the
odd.
The gall to put her in
audacity.
The quote-unquote bottom three. The gall,
crazy.
The gumption, the audacity.
Crazy.
Crazy. This was gorgeous.
That,
it's such
like,
a chirp.
That really made me upset.
That made me upset.
It's like,
the hair, come on.
If we're going to put... Plain Jane should have been in the
yes.
bottom before
and
Morphine.
And better TV. If you put Plain Jane in the bottom, there's like, oh no.
Yes.
Oh,
let
fuck, I should have used my potion.
Unravel, dude.
Plasma. LOL.
Oh, boy.
It's so LOL because, unfortunately, this one sticks out for all the wrong reasons. This one is so funny.
It's so, like, okay. Manu and I were telling you how much we don't know fashion.
Right.
Manu and I wouldn't make something like
no,
this.
No, I would not
like,
give hounds to.
We would
tooth.
Know. We would be like, there's no way I would do this.
There's no way
and
I would wear a hounds tooth
crazy.
Bathing suit with no boobers. And
yeah,
then,
you gotta have boobers.
And then wear a diamond necklace on golf week. I
it's
don't
like
know.
This, come on. This is not God.
This is not God. She looks like Anna from Pen 15.
Yes, Mano said that, and it's so true. Like, getting ready for a dance. Because it is, like, honestly, the pants.
Yeah, did she really make them,
I guess? The pants would work.
The pants could work, but then the football, she,
the
football
shoes, no.
pom-pom cape.
Yeah, the cape,
the bathing
no way.
Suit. It's strange. It's strange. It's strange. It's
like,
strange.
I feel goth is a pretty known
yeah.
genre.
Well,
like,
I
or
almost,
idea.
I now wonder if she should have just done her first idea.
She should have.
She should have just done what
she
wanted to. She should
then,
have just done goth Broadway.
Yes, she would have been safe. At
she
the
would
very
have been
least,
safe.
Safe. And that's a lesson in life, y'all.
Y'all.
Just do
play
what
safe.
You want to do.
Just do what you want to do.
You'll be fine.
It's strange.
Even if other people are like, you did that before, it's like, I don't care.
I don't care. I'm trying. I have two wins under my belt. Okay, it's a
yeah,
burp.
I have two wins. Oh, yeah, that's a burp. Big old burp.
Safira.
I like this. And I,
did I too.
Like the performance.
So funny. They love her. They think
and
she's so funny. And she is.
I love her. Since day one. She's in my top three.
I know. I thought she could have won this week. Apparently, no.
I did too.
God, she keeps getting so goddamn close.
She's so fantastic.
This material is good. What a weird pattern. The weird sleeves. The fact that it's sort of a weird Mother of the Bride.
And it does feel very like kind of Haunted Mansion-y. Of like,
yes.
How funny to see this ghost just wandering around kind of angry.
Oh my
and
God.
Just like, all right, what are we doing? Okay.
It was so funny to see a mad.
I love this look.
In fact, they should do. I would prefer to see this ghost. If they replaced, what's the lady too. With her head in a globe?
Oh, yeah, that lady.
That lady. I think it's time for Saphira to replace
that
her.
That would be so. That'd of be just cool. This, like, this hologram walking back and forth and just being like, you really want to come in here? Okay, get excited. Here we go.
It's a chirp. It's a
big old chirp. Neen. Chirp, 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 oh, chirp,
chirp,
chirp, chirp, chirp, and spooky and tiny walk is so fantastic.
Nymphia Wind chirp, coming chirp, in chirp. With the tiniest walk.
Teeny tiny walk is so fun.
Again, this is somehow it's all black, but she's made it layered with feathers and sparkles and draping. And it's unbelievable. Shocker. It's unbelievable.
Incredible.
It's so chic, man. It's fucking chic as shit.
It is so chic and so just like heightened.
Yes.
Fashionable goth.
Spooky goth. Like, ready for a movie. This should be on a movie.
Yes. This should be.
This looks a lot better.
This should be the new Morticia Addams.
Remember the ending of Insidious when it gets shitty and all the people.
Insidious.
Woo!
Yes. That weird like bride lady or like
she should have looked cool like this.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been rad.
They should do an Insidious runway.
Insidious. we should write the spoof of Insidious called Insidious. Scary movie style.
Great. Where it's just most of the scares are people stepping on toys.
Yes.
Remember that number 2? It was like almost every scare was just a loud toy getting stepped on.
They made one almost good movie and then they made 6 more bad ones.
Stinky.
It's a big chirp. Big
How
chirp.
How do we do that? Huge chirp.
Holy
Huge
shit.
Huge
giving.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
Hellraiser goes to Fashion Week.
I liked that of you saying like this is very Hellraiser.
It really
is. So Hellraiser.
It's wild. It's confusing. It's cool. Yes. There's bows and flowers, but it does like, somehow feel so goth still.
It's so mono. What you like confusing where it is like you would walk up to this entity.
Yes.
And they would be like, do you want to live deliciously? And you would be like,
yeah, dude.
Like,
man.
Do you want to like essentially sell your soul to have the most fun time on earth?
Yes.
But then you're going to fucking rot in hell.
Yes.
You'd be like, yeah.
Yes.
Do I? And you're going to help me?
Yes. Can I wear this? Absolutely.
Yes, please.
Yeah, this is a good time. If you're going to hell, follow this demon because they know where the good parties are.
You want to follow this demon.
And they might let you wear their cool clothes. I mean,
my
the oversized
God.
Bow, the proportion of it is shocking.
Like, and they made this.
I know. In a day, essentially.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. The netting, the weird hair swoop, the little
weird hair swoop.
Chirp, if not caca. She's impossible to beat on the runway. Wow.
Impossible, dude.
Okay, we're going to talk about the rest of this insane episode. But first, Betsy. Silence! I feel like taking a break! Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo-cachoo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or 750 buckarooskies per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security, plus peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled EARNIN in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Bring back my break. It's me, Maya Monlepage.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were Tommy Wiseau.
You tell crazy stories.
It is very bad.
Everybody watch The Room. It's great.
If you haven't watched The fucking Room, Jesus.
What are we doing?
Okay. This episode gets crazier because the judging gets a little kooky.
I'm confused by it.
Dude, me too. Very confused.
Morphine gets red to filth, and I thought Morphine's look was great.
She was great. Plain coast. They're just like, they're like, you can do better, but why didn't they just put her in the bottom three? I have to say, there really wasn't a bottom three.
Right.
There was a clear, easy bottom
two. It was a, how many are left? Eight? Nine? Eight?
I guess eight.
It was a clear
bottom two.
Bottom two.
Clear.
Top six.
Yes. Or not,
and within
just
that six. Safe six.
But they had to put someone in the bottom, and I guess they decided Morphine.
Which
is crazy.
I thought Morphine looked so good.
She looked fantastic.
Oh, it's so frustrating.
Whatever, dude.
Whatever.
This is fucking madness. Shocker.
Come on.
More bullshit, but Q wins. It could have gone to a few people. It could have gone to quite a few people. There's the fun drama of calling out Maya. Maya doesn't care.
Gerber baby in a big old suit.
Yes, but Q gets her second win. And now this is crazy because, okay, Q has two wins. Plain Jane has two wins. Saphira only has one.
Oh.
But Plasma had two wins. Let's
Plasma
talk about this.
Plasma has two wins.
Betsy, let's talk about this lip sync.
Oh, because Rusical and then the Barbra Streisand thing, right?
Yeah.
What was the Barbra Streisand thing again?
The SNL parody.
Oh, that's why I forgot it.
You blacked out.
I blacked out.
Actually, this is
fun.
This is a true story. After Betsy saw that, she had to be admitted to a psych ward.
Yeah.
She was babbling incoherently for days. She lost touch with reality after she saw, what is it called? RDL?
RPL? Don't say it. Don't say it right or I'm going back in there. Don't say it right. Don't.
I can't remember.
Say
what it,
it. Thank goodness. I can't either.
I can't
That's
remember.
Fine. That's fine.
RPL. RPDL?
RuPaul Drag.
RDL? RDL Live?
RPDRL?
Ru Night Live? Is it RNL? What is it?
RuPaul. RPDRL? RuPaul's Drag Race Live?
I think
Live?
It's only three letters.
Oh, that would make
whatever.
More sense.
Let's talk about this lip sync. It's to the TikTok remix.
That was that humiliating. Fucked you up. That bummed me out big time where they're like, here's a Lady Gaga song, but to the... there was another word too.
We're gonna see,
and it made me so sad.
It was the
Bloody Mary,
the Wednesday dance TikTok version.
That fucked me up to where it's like I already hate this song.
Yeah,
the Wednesday dance TikTok.
I have
version.
To admit, I half liked the song. I half liked the song.
I want to hear just the regular song.
Yeah, the regular song would be fine. But I half like the song, I have to admit. But
also,
I agree.
There are funnier goth songs to do
there
stuff
are
to.
Way funnier. Any Cure song. Okay, this lip sync is madness. So Maya Iman LePage immediately does the black flower petals.
See, and I would think that would make her lose this lip sync.
Same.
Of like, same. Why did you?
Same.
3.5 seconds into a TikTok song.
Yeah.
Do a flower
Betsy,
reveal.
You get it.
This is crazy.
She did
to
it
me.
Because she wanted to flip.
Yes.
But still.
Then don't do the reveal.
Wait for the reveal. You'll do the flips later. And now she's wearing a wig cap for the whole lip sync. She looks Boo Boo the Fool. She looks crazy. I honestly thought Plasma kind of won this lip sync. No, Plasma for me won this lip sync. What do you honestly think?
I was. Oh, but see, now look
the tricks are amazing.
Dancing, dude.
The tricks are great.
And I will say, I said this while we were, I was blown away with what Plasma was doing as well.
Yes.
Because I was like, I didn't expect Plasma to do that.
I didn't either. I think she was syncopated. She was involved. But okay, here's something I'll say. Listeners, tell me what you think. Remember when if you did the wrong vibe of the song... Oh.
You'd be
did
toast.
It. You were toast.
You were toast.
Maya is not doing goth.
No.
She's doing tricks, but they still saved her. In fact, at the end, she does like a church scurry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, none of this is goth.
Right.
Whereas I feel like.
And once again, with the remember if a reveal was too.
Yes.
Soon they would be like, why'd you do that?
And no wig.
Why'd you do
that? In season four, the girls used to get yelled at for taking their wigs off. We're at 16.
Season four was like.
Yeah.
The big like.
Yeah.
Oh, we stopped doing that now?
Yeah.
Remember when it was like, let's take everything off.
Yeah.
Who was that one queen who just was like ripping?
Milan.
I've seen it right now. And it was passionate. It was passionate.
But gag. We were gagged. We just saw this together.
I thought it was going to be a double save.
Yes.
I
would have been happy
old...
with that. But instead.
I'm blown away.
Plasma goes home with two wins. Very mid-season. I'm shocked. I don't think this was the right call.
I'm blown away. Especially because like we said, like. Maya has been the bottom so many times.
She hates this. She doesn't like doing this TV show, I don't think.
I think she's waiting for her mom to pick her up.
And I can't.
She keeps asking. I've been at this mall for so long.
She keeps asking the other girls if she can borrow their phone to make a call. She keeps being like, can I borrow your phone?
Can I please borrow your phone? It'll be a collect call, but I'll just be like, Mom, I'm at the rec center. Pick me up. She'll know where to get me.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It's weird. Even while Plasma was like signing the mirror and like doing the interview, I thought Rue
would just come in
or on the TV be like, hey, just kidding, Plasma.
Yeah.
Do we think Plasma's coming back?
I don't know. I mean, it's been a long time since we have a comeback in a normal season. I would actually love it. It's been a long time since we've had that happen.
Right.
I would really be tickled by it. It's been long enough that it would feel fresh.
It would feel really fun.
Damn, Plasma goes home. I enjoyed her. I get her shortcomings, but I think she was, again, musical theater queens are cursed on this show. Rue doesn't like
as
them.
As soon as somebody's like, I'm a musical theater queen, like Rue's just like, oh, no, man.
Bummer.
No way, man.
I think someone who was like,
some Broadway twink dumped RuPaul in her early 20s.
Right.
And she has this secret subliminal bias.
Yeah, how dare anybody like Broadway?
It's weird. Wow, Plasma goes home again.
I'm really blown away.
I think they wanted to shake up the season. I think.
Yeah, which that's, yeah.
That's fine, but man, I'm gagged. They shook me up.
I am too. It's really weird.
It's not
I'm
a great
so curious
feeling.
As to what the, like, what are the next challenges going to be?
I don't know.
What are they going to be?
Our friend who, Gilly, who's a genius and said Maya Amon LePage is 14, yeah, did say next week they showed us it was sort of a music video.
Oh, and right.
It's a good conspiracy theory to think, hey, maybe they were like,
dance.
We want to see Maya Amon dance in that challenge.
Dance.
And we don't really need to see Plasma dance in that challenge. So, killer.
Wild.
Dude.
Wild. I wanted, like, be on the in. I don't know why I'm always blown away when I learn about, like, the insides of, like, reality television.
Right. You've done
TV.
And
how so much of it isn't, like,
Authentic.
Yeah. I still get blown away. And it is like, yeah, I know TV. I love this shit.
Yes.
But it is like, man, that stinks.
Yeah. Like, it sucks.
It sucks.
It's weird. We're just along for the ride. We're huge fans. We're here for
the ride.
That's
all we can
do. It's all we can do.
I love this show so much.
Betsy, I love you so much. Betsy, what do you want to plug before we say bye?
We Love Trash.
Go find We Love Trash
podcast.
On Patreon. All month long, we're doing what?
Leprechauns.
Leprechaun.
we're having leprechauns. A whole month dedicated to leprechauns.
I'm not changing the name. It's just going to be called Leprechauns.
We're doing Leprechauns. We have a really wild first
episode
of March.
Yeah, if you want to see perfect say, improv.
Yeah, we got some celebrities on. I have another podcast.
Yes.
Which is on HeadGum.
Yes.
Which you all should check out, called A Funny Feeling.
Yes.
Where Mono's been on it. Me and another great comedian, Marcy Jaro.
Woo.
We interview our friends and other folks about their paranormal experiences. And we also read listeners and listen to listeners' paranormal experiences. And we scream about them and we get so scared. We poop our pants. So check that out.
Thankfully, it is an audio medium, so you can't smell it. But
you cannot smell
their it. Their panties are loaded.
Using panties, so gross.
Also, a little panty filled with diarrhea.
A little one.
Oh, ew. Yeah, go listen to that. And
yeah, check it out.
Follow us at Dragger Podcast on Instagram. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, like this review from Chelsea, please, that says, maybe the producers will hear me when I say that they should hire Rachel Bloom to write the Rusicles and bring Mono on full time to do whatever it is he does. Tea.
Yes, good. I'm here for that.
I am so here for that. Thank you, Chelsea, please.
Yeah, whatever it is you do.
Whatever it is I do, hire
Honestly,
me.
Honestly, just bring in that energy, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
I am pure positivity.
Of like, I love this show.
I love this show.
I want the best for this show.
I do. And I think they know that.
Let me tell you how. You think they know that that's what you want?
I do. I think they know that. But I also think they're making a TV show.
Of course.
And they're like, we don't want everyone to do good.
I know.
Then we don't have a TV show.
I know. I know.
Till next time, my dears. Let the music play.
That was a HeadGum Original.